World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt. It's time.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, so good morning out there. It's June 26, 2024, and this is show 2182, if my numbers are right. Spencer, I could be a little bit off there. I was struggling hard this morning, fighting against the adrenaline high bounce after, you know what I'm talking about, the energy bounce, lack of energy bounce the day after the event. We've been, God bless Steve Deck and all he's been doing. He's been here for, I don't know, he's been here like 5 days. Given time and effort and energy here. Going to go home this morning, do his own thing. Got a lot of stuff he has to do. So, and again, just all the people who really went above and beyond the call of duty. No, you know what? It really isn't above and beyond the call of duty. It's what we do, right? What we do. We're Coach Dave Live. I hope we all take ownership in what's going on here. And I appreciate all of you who stepped up to the plate and helped. And even some of you couldn't make it. I understand why you couldn't make it. I get it. I'm not mad at anybody. Nobody's on my bad list. We're going to do it next year again. We're going to do it on June 21st, right on your calendar now. Start putting away $10 a week now. If you put $10 a week now, you'll have $520 next year to come. Get a hotel, make it a nice little vacation. So that's if we're still here, if America's still here. I'll get into some of that here. Is there a dog barking? What the heck? Dog barking. Yeah, dog's barking up around my multi-million dollar studio. It's my daughter's dog. He comes down. I'm not going to, I shouldn't tell the burglars this, but he comes down and opens the door. The dog gets a handle and opens the door, comes in the house. So he's up there right now. So I have a stream of consciousness here today, right? So Bobby Lee's got a big event going with Bobby Lee this weekend in Pennsylvania at, what's the name of that place? I can see it, but I can't say it. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a good one. It's all day Saturday. I don't know if Bobby's out there. Wants anything he wants to say about it? I'll be there. Drive in, drive out. Love to have you. Cabela's. There it is. Cabela's. And Bobby's connected with a couple other groups. Are you there, Bob? Want to say anything? If not, that's okay. I'm not checking to see if you're here. Ray's got a big thing going on. This is a weekend. Ray, want to say anything about that? I don't even know if Ray's listening this morning. If he is, Wisconsin's the place to be, right? Oh, we got to get those Saturday Night Lives going. I guess so many things on the thing. And Jeff Klein's got something going on. So Marshfield Family News, Dr. Frank's in Cabela. Where the heck is that place? Someplace over there in Pennsylvania. Free event, Cabela's Conference Room, Hamburg Drive. I don't even know the name of the town. That's the name of the town. Let's talk about, oh, Hamburg's the name of the town. Hamburg. I'm going to go have a Hamburg this week in Hamburg. Bobby Lee, Jeff Klein, Ray. Anything to say, Ray? You're not in there. It's okay if you're not. We're still friends. Cool. All right. Okay, here we go. I'm going in. Anybody for the good of the group, announcements, anything? Let's keep. Now is not the time to quit paddling or quit rowing. Now is the time to redouble our efforts. All politics are local. People are beginning to wake up. Everywhere I go, people are beginning to wake up. They don't really understand it, but they know what they've been told is not true. Hey, let me do this just as a reminder, okay? Can I do this? Because, see, here's one of the things that they're banking on is that we're going to forget. We're going to forget. And I was having a conversation with Steve Deck yesterday and talking about the pond and how we're going to repair the pond. And I couldn't even realize. 3 years ago, I was thinking, well, no, that was last year, wasn't it? No, he said, no, that was, see, that was 3 years ago. No, oh, unbelievable how quickly. And so they count on the fact that we are going to forget what they did to us. Okay, stay with me. I got some good stuff for you today. I think you want to enjoy it. I want to show you just real quickly. Pardon me. Clear my throat there. Which one is it? Where? Pull up. Geez, Coach, which one do you want to put up in there? Put up the propaganda email. Propaganda email. Remember this, folks. The 9 fundamental principles of propaganda. Propaganda is the backdoor hack into your mind. Wait a minute, I'll say that again. Propaganda is the backdoor hack into your mind. In other words, they sneak into your mind, they plant evil things, and you believe them. Do you know that to this day, folks, there is not one, I'm going to tell you, now look, not one shred of proof that man evolved from monkeys. Not one shred of proof. It's all speculation, theory, yada, 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 yada. But today they teach as truth, fact, in our public schools that we evolved from apes, and not one bit of proof. And so we take kids in school. I'm sorry. Parents raise their children, take them to Sunday school. They go in there and they draw little Noah's Arks during Sunday school, and they pin them up on the refrigerator. And then they go into school, and from the time they step into school, they're undermining everything the parents taught. There's no God, was no Noah's Ark, none of that stuff. That's all propaganda. That's all crazy. And so by the third grade, your kids are probably wavering onto whether they believe in the creation story or not, or whether they believe man came from monkeys. And there's no evidence. There's no proof. It's still the theory of evolution. The theory. Darwin's theory. Right? With me? And why is there no proof? Because it isn't true. Have any of you, just thinking out loud here, thought about going and challenging your local school board to pull those lies out of the classroom? Pull those lies out of the classroom. By the way, pull those lies out of the classroom regarding transgenderism, homosexuality, that you were born that way. Hey, maybe you are born that way. Maybe you are. And any proof of it. Maybe I was born to whatever. Okay, you with me? So the propaganda lies are the big lie. Big lie. Number one, always choose the big lie over the small lie. The masses will believe it more readily. Always believe the big lie. Go big or go home. So rather than little things that they can chill, I'm going somewhere. Number two, focus. Use only one or at most two selling points. Can somebody help me? What were the two selling points that they most used during the lockdowns? What were the two selling points? Somebody help me out there.
Your grandma's going to die.
Somebody's going to die? What's the other selling point?
Your grandma.
Your grandma's going to die, yeah. Yeah, grandma's going to die.
For the greater good.
The other selling point was the vaccine will save you, right? Those are the two selling points. And they stayed on them. I'm going to show you that in a second. Number three, repeat. Use those two selling points over and over and over, even until your enemies know them by heart. Can you guys do that? Huh? Could you name the COVID protocol right now? Anybody? You can do it, right? You got to put on mask, got 6-foot distance. What else? You got to get vaxxed. We could all name those, couldn't we? Sure. Because why? They found those two points and repeated them over and over. Number four, blame. Never waver. Acknowledge no doubt. Always blame. Never credit the other side. Debase, defame, and dehumanize. Betty Perkins is a conspiracy theorist. Always get, you get it? Never acknowledge the other side's validity. Never acknowledge. Blame, 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 blame. Name call, name call, name call, name call, name call. And if they do that to you, the average person is not strong enough in their belief to stand up and resist it. They're not strong. We're getting stronger, aren't we? Getting stronger. Where's Chicago? And I need them. Getting stronger every day. We're getting stronger every day, aren't we? But you know what I'm telling you, that even those who've been at it for a hard, for a long time. It's been 4 years. It's been hard. Number five, provoke. First, attract attention, then appeal to their emotions. First, attract attention, then appeal to your emotions. COVID's going to kill. COVID's going to kill. COVID's going to kill. Oh, well, you don't love grandpa. You don't love grandma. Huh? All those kids. Go to the emotions. Appeal to the emotions. Number six, crisis. Shades of gray don't work. Issues must be life, death, good, evil, freedom, slavery, love, hate. Gotta be. Gotta be. There cannot be any compromise with it, right? You're a science denier. You're a whatever, right? Huh? You get it, right? Number seven, emotional symbols. Good slogans have no literal meaning, only a strong emotional appeal. So they just show you a picture, and the picture doesn't really say. Oh, we call it a meme today, right? They just show you a picture or a meme, and they don't even say anything. They just show you the picture, and they let you emote. They want that picture to get deep. Do you know something, folks? That's why they hate the aborted baby pictures at the pro-life movement. Why? Because they see the picture. The picture, find one of those, Spencer, find a picture of an abortion. You show a picture of an abortion and you don't have to say a word. Let the picture speak. Create a good move. Okay, let's pull one of these up. Abortion photos. Oh, just click on any one of them. Click on, huh? They don't want you to see that. 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 They want you to think it's a choice, a woman's choice. They want you to see that or that. Or that. They certainly don't want you to see that or that. Or that. They want you to think about a woman's right to choose. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. I should have warned you guys, right? Go back where we were. If they get to your emotions, they got you. Again, good slogans have no literal meaning. So Mark Harrington takes those pictures of that dead baby and puts on top of it, choice with a question mark. Remember, by the way, the churches don't want this. Churches don't want to show those pictures. They don't want to show those pictures because why? Because it will touch the emotions of the women who murdered their babies, who were lied to by the propaganda, who told it was a blob of tissue, right? And so then the woman has the abortion and she feels bad about it. And then 7 months later, she sees a picture of what she did and all hell breaks loose inside of her. Eight, they pander. Pander. Ignore intellectuals and reasonable arguments. What do they call you? Conspiracy theorists, right? Target the unthinking masses with powerful emotional pictures. That's what they do, see? That's what they... You've seen the pictures, haven't you, of the starving children? They don't put a lot of words on the starving children. You see it and say, oh my goodness, touches your heart. So they ignore the information. And then number nine, no limits. Ignore all moral limits, whenever you deem it to be useful. This is how the left plays the game, friends. This is how the left plays the game. So I'm going to do a real quickie then. I want you to pull up, which one is it? Oh my goodness, I can't believe I did that. Oh, it's a different email, I think, isn't it? Spencer, bear with me a second, buddy. I'm sorry. No, I did that. I did that. That's not what I wanted. Oh, okay. Hang on. So let's do this because I want to make a spiritual connection to what we're going to talk about here today. Okay. So Spencer, go back and pull up for me. Jim Brewer on COVID. Let's bring a little levity in here a minute. Then I'm going to go somewhere with it. I'm not going to show you this whole thing, but this, I watched this last night. This is Jim Brewer. He would go to Wake America, whatever I forget the name of it.
Reawakening.
And he would do this scene, and we forget. That's kind of the themes. We can't forget, right? We can't forget. go ahead and play this real quick. Not all of it. We'll watch part of it.
All right. Wow. Well, thank you all for coming out and risking your lives.
Spencer, put it at 1.5. Just because
there's still people going, you're not really going out in public indoors, are you? The Delta, the Omega, the Charlie Brown.
Stay inside. This is never ending.
Oh, my God. Let me get out.
Holy crow. Poor old people would just stay in the basement.
How long am I supposed to
stay there? We'll come get you when it's safe. Yeah. Well, vaccinators, you were real cocky a couple months ago. You got vaccinated. Got my second shot April 19th.
I can't get sick from the corona. I'm vaccinated.
See this bucket of virus?
I'm vaccinated. I'll even lick metal. I'm not afraid of anything. I don't have to wear a mask.
People vaccinated are getting sick.
What? You need a new booster.
What? Who wants a shot? Who wants to see a ball game? Wave your flipper. That's for you. Go see the ball game. Who wants to work again? That's for you. Who wants their kids educated? What's in the shot? It's safe. Don't worry.
Go ahead. Get it, kid.
I mean, when I take those steps back, I feel like this is going to be a Broadway play in 3 years. You know what I mean? Like, what?
Six foot safe. Social distance, 6 foot safe.
5 foot danger.
6 foot safe.
5 foot danger.
If you're 6 foot safe.
I'm 5 foot danger. I'm coming to breathe on you. I'm the grandma killer.
Listen to the rules.
Here come the governors. Bump, 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 bump.
We have no laws and regulations. We shall determine who is essential. We shall determine who may go at your house and who shall have a muffin. And remember, if you see any children playing uns outside together, report them and their parents. This is for your safety.
Six foot safe.
And then the news cockatoos come out.
Watch the news.
Ah,
trust the experts, trust the experts. Trust the science, trust the science. CDC, CDC, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci. Mask on, mask off, two shots, one shot, mask on, two masks. Comply, comply.
6 foot safe.
Do what you are told, it is for your safety.
I've never seen anything like this in my life.
People want to fight and argue. You don't know what's going on. Everyone knows a doctor. I know a doctor. And they told me, like, there's a stockpile.
Doctor figures, doctor.
Don't ask questions.
All right, there you go. Just a kind of a rerun of what they put us through. Okay, so listen, I'm going somewhere. I showed you that clip for a reason, Spencer. If you will, go to Jude number seven. Go to number seven. The Holy Spirit prompted on me. Hey, why is he getting that? Listen, folks. Martin is doing an event down in Dayton, Ohio, Yellow Springs. If you want to help Martin, put a contact in the chat where people can see. You want him to come and take pictures, whatever. He's going to be boots on the ground. We want to help him. Put it in the chat, Martin. I know you're on your phone. Can't put it on. Maybe somebody can get it in there where they can contact Martin so he can do it. Okay, Jude, I'm gonna take a couple minutes. I'm gonna read through this. All right. I always hate doing this because it gets me down. Makes me want to run down. And Christine, I'll be right with you. Always makes me run down another rabbit trail. But I want you to see this. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Mercy unto you, peace, beloved. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write of you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. I'm going to show you the pattern, okay? The pattern of what they did to us. And if you're looking at me, they're going to do it again. But they're going to do it in a different way. But the pattern does not change. Evil men have crept in unaware. Now, Jude is talking about the church. This applies to the world as well. For certain men crept in unaware, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men. Let me ask you something. Are there ungodly men in media, ungodly men in science? Are the ungodly controlling everything we do? Jude warned us. He was talking about the church, but here's the pattern, right? Ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance that you once knew this. You once knew this. How that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. Who did that? Who destroyed them that believed not? Well, it says the L-O-R-D. The L-O-R-D, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved into everlasting chains, unto darkness, unto the judgment of that great day. Hang on a minute. Who might that be? Those angels, he kept not their first estate. And he's got them reserved in everlasting chains. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner gave themselves over to fornication and over to strange flesh. Are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. It's rebellion. It hasn't changed. It's moving into the church. It's moving out of the church. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation. It said, the Lord rebuked him. Scrolling down, Spence. But these speak evil of these things, which they know not. They speak evil of things which they know not. But what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the era of Balaam for reward and punish, perish in the Cain saying, of course. Okay, I wrote down the, you guys know what the way of Cain is? The way of Cain is hatred. Way of Cain was hatred. Cain hated his brother because Abel was righteous. The error of Balaam, which he talks about here, was thinking that God would totally reject his people and destroy them. And the doctrine of Balaam was the introduction of idols into the worship of God. Things have never changed, folks. And the gainsaying of Korah occurred when Korah challenged Moses because he was jealous of Aaron's priestly duties. Jealousy within the church. I'm going to stop there. I want you to understand what has happened everywhere we look. The same spirits at work. Same spirits at work. So we have to understand the times in which we live, understand the patterns and all that stuff that goes on all throughout history, and that we're in the midst right now of the greatest revealing and expose and separating that the world has ever seen. And I say that the world has ever seen because for the first time in world history, all the world can see now. All the world can see the same thing at the same time. We can all see it. There's an unbelievable awakening that's going on. Unbelievable. We're in the midst of it. In some ways, we're ahead of it. All right? Pull up number four. No. Pull up number three. It's an email. Mark Robinson. Scroll down at the bottom. No, that's not it. I don't think it is, Spence. As I keep going, this is all good. I'm just, okay, well, go back to top. Go back to top. This is the American Renewal Project. Folks, I've got 1,000 different directions I'm trying to go. Here's the point of what I'm, just put this in the chat. Hang on. NBC News reports that the Biden campaign plans to mark the second anniversary Supreme Court's overturning of Roe versus Wade by bombarding the country with messaging and events aimed by contrasting President Joe Biden's views with those of former President Trump. Planned Parenthood must have been throwing their hat in the air in glamorous celebration of the ruthless termination. I hate it when I read. So 2 years ago yesterday, I forgot to mention it. 2 years ago yesterday, Roe versus Wade was overturned. And abortions have not gone down. Did you hear what I said? 2 years ago to yesterday, abortion was overturned. Roe versus Wade was overturned. And abortions have not gone down. And why? Because we are involved in infiltration, doublespeak. We no longer have a political party that represents our views. You guys get that? We don't have a political party that represents our view. Voting is not the solution to the problem. Getting a camera and going to events and taking pictures and going to the police and filing reports is a beginning in this battle. But there has to be follow-up. Jeff Klein shows up with a bunch of pictures, or Martin shows up with a bunch of pictures. Somebody has to put the pressure on the police to do something about it. And the police won't do anything about it because why? They're receiving federal dollars. Because they're receiving federal dollars, they don't want to bite the hand that feeds them. Always follow the money. That's what we're dealing with. And dare I say it? It's the same thing in the church. Follow the money in the church. The churches are not going to say anything that might influence the offering plate. So understanding the pattern now, what it is we're fighting against, that evil men have crept in unawares and changed the truth of God into a lie and worship the creature, and understand that the central figure of Western civilization, by whom all time is measured, the calendar, all events measured by the name of Jesus Christ, no longer permitted to be mentioned in our schools, except it's starting to turn, isn't it? Starting to push back. These are the things we have to do. Christine, come on in. I'm kind of all over the spot this morning. I know where I'm going. Come on in, Christine. You got to unmute yourself, dear. Your hand's up. Maybe you didn't mean to put it up. Your hand's up.
Keep going.
I will keep going. So let's go back to it now that I can do it. Where's the church? Now I know where I wanted to go on that thing. Go to, it says John Whited. Pull that up, Spencer. I'm getting my bearings here. John Whited, pull that up there. Scroll on down. Yeah, it says Lou Rockwell. Electing the next dictator. Ugly truths you won't hear from Trump or Biden. Scroll on down. Clear on down is the list. Go on down. Go on down. Go right there. Start there. The government's not our friend, nor does it work for we the people. This is John Whited. This is good stuff, okay? Number two, by gradually whittling away at our freedoms, free speech, assembly, due process, privacy, the government has, in effect, liberated itself from its contractual obligation to the Constitution. The Constitution is no longer in effect. The government has vetoed it by their legislation. Three, Republicans and Democrats like to act as if there's a huge difference between the two, but they're not. There's no difference. Jim Jordan probably goes out and has coffee with his friend across the aisle. Probably does. They're united in their common goal, which is to maintain the status quo. Four, presidential elections may serve to maintain the status quo, merely serve to. Once elected president, that person becomes part of the dictatorial continuum that is the American imperial presidency today. The U.S. government is spending money it doesn't have on foreign aid programs it can't afford. And all the while, the national debt continues to grow, our domestic infrastructure continues to deteriorate, and our borders continue to be breached. What's going on? Folks, government's not our friend. 40 years past the time that George Orwell envisioned the stomping boot of Big Brother, the police state is about to pass on the baton to the surveillance state. We're moving from the police state to the surveillance state. This fourth branch came into being without any electoral mandate, constitutional referendum, and yet it possesses superpowers. They are listening to me right now, even though the Fourth and Fifth Amendment says they can't do it. The government's techno-tyranny surveillance apparatus has become so entrenched and entangled with its police state apparatus that it's hard to know anymore where law enforcement ends and surveillance begins. They have become one and the same entity. Somebody give me a thumbs up saying, I'm tracking with you, coach. I get it, huh? When exposing a crime is treated as committing a crime, you're being ruled by criminals. Julian Assange just got released. Anybody who's what they call a whistleblower is a criminal. Do you get it, friends? Do you get it? It's the whistleblowers who are in trouble, not the ones who committed the crime. Yeah, we're ruled by criminals. The government's list of so-called enemies of the state. That's right out of the communist playbook, isn't it? Enemies of the state is growing by day. What we are dealing with is a government so powerful, paranoid, and afraid of losing its stranglehold on power that it's conspiring to wage war on anyone who dares to challenge government authority. By the way, this is the seed of the serpent. This is Psalm 2 stuff. The kings of this earth have set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. And it's happening out in the political realm where the church says we're not supposed to be involved. Pastor Pawlowski, right? Bill Dunphy. Any pastors who speak up and declare the word of God over the authority of the state, they become government enemies. If voting made any difference, they wouldn't let us do it. Americans only think they're choosing the next president. However, they're engaging in the illusion of participation culminating in the reassurance of voting that they all get elected. Next one. Number nine. Scroll. More than terrorism, more than domestic extremism, more than gun violence and organized crime, the U.S. government has become a greater menace to life, liberty, and property of citizens than any of the so-called dangers from which the government is supposed to protect us, right? It was a Benjamin Franklin said, those who desire safety over liberty deserve neither. And that was all part of 9-1-1, the security state coming in. We're going to keep you safe. COVID comes in. We're going to keep you safe. And we're all being kept safe at the sacrifice of our personal liberties. And we don't even realize it. Wow. 10, the government knows exactly which buttons to push in order to manipulate the populace and gain the public's cooperation and compliance. The draconian exercise in how to divide, conquer, and subdue a nation is, in fact, succeeding. The churches are divided and conquered. The government's long ago sold us on the highest bidder. The highest bidder, by the way, has been the deep state, America's shadow government, which is comprised, better hear this, your government is being controlled because it's being funded by unelected government bureaucracies, corporations, contractors, paper pushers, button pushers, who are actually calling the shots behind the scenes right now and operates beyond the reach of the Constitution with no real accountability to the citizenry. That's the real reason we, the people, have no control of our government.
Amen.
Thank you. I didn't write this. 12, every U.S. citizen is now guilty until proven innocent. Vinny, there's a boom. There's a boom. Every United States citizen is now guilty until proven innocent. Ask the hundreds of guys still locked up in J6 without a trial. We, the people, are no longer shielded by the rule of law. While the First Amendment, which gives us a voice, is being muzzled, the Fourth Amendment, which protects us from being bullied, badgered, beaten, broken, and spied on by our government, is being disemboweled. Your freedom of speech is shut down, and your right to participate in your government, they're pulling all those rights out, slicing and dicing them up. Privacy, as we know, it's dead every second of every day. The American people are being spied on by the government. Right here, baby. Right here. Peeping Toms, electronic eavesdroppers, robotic snoops. Government eyes are watching you. They see your every move, what you read, how much you spend, where you go, with whom you interact, with whom you wake up in the morning, what you're watching on TV and reading on the internet. Every move you make is being monitored, mined for data, crunched and tabulated in order to perform a picture of who you are, what makes you tick, and how best to control you when and if it becomes necessary to bring you in line. Beware of what you say, what you read, what you write, where you go, and with whom you communicate, because it will all be recorded, stored, and used against you eventually at a time and place of the government's choosing. Somebody out there say amen. Amen. This is John Whitehead saying it. FBI.
Amen.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
Vote in Donald Trump and everything will be okay. Oh, yeah. Yes, sure will. Private property means nothing if the government can take your home, your car, or your money under the flimsiest of pretexts, whether it be asset forfeiture schemes, scroll down, Spence, eminent domain, or overdue property taxes. Likewise, private property means little at a time when SWAT teams and other government agencies can invade your home, break down your doors, kill your dog, wound or kill you, damage your furnishing, and terrorize your family. We're seeing it happen for those pro-lifers who are trying to defend the lives of babies. SWAT teams coming to their house. If there's an absolute maximum of which the federal government seems to operate, it is that the American taxpayer always gets ripped off. Government schemes to swindle, cheat, scam, and generally defraud taxpayers of their hard-earned dollars have run the gamut from wasteful pork barrels, sending money to Ukraine. Are you kidding me? Pork barrel legislation, cronyism, graft to asset forfeiture, costly stimulus packages, a national security complex that continues to undermine our freedoms while failing to make us any safer. Americans all have also been made to pay through the nose for government's endless wars, subsidization of foreign nations, military empire, welfare state, roads to nowhere, bloated workforce, secret agencies, fusion centers, private prisons, biometric data bases, invasive technology, arsenal of weapons, and every other budgetary line item that is contributing to the fast-growing wealth of the corporate elite at the expense of all who are barely making ends meet. That is us, we the taxpayer. Vinny, boom! And from the moment they're born to the time they legally come of age, young people are now wards of the state. Parents no longer have the final say over what their kids are taught, how they are disciplined, or what kinds of medical care they will need. 18, all you need in order to be flagged as a suspicious character, labeled an enemy of the state, locked up like a dangerous criminal, is use certain trigger words. Surf the internet, communicate using a cell phone, drive a car, stay at a hotel, purchase materials at the hardware store, take flying or boating lessons, appear suspicious, question government authority, or generally live in the United States. The government is pushing us ever closer to a constitutional crisis. 20, our freedoms, especially the Fourth Amendment, continue to be choked out by a prevailing view among government bureaucrats that they have the right to search, seize, strip, scan, spy on, probe, pat down, taser, and arrest any individual at any time and for the slightest provocation. Forced cavity searches, forced colonoscopies, forced blood draws, forced breath alcohol tests, forced DNA extractions, forced eye scans, forced inclusion of biometric data are just a few of the ways in which Americans continue to be reminded that we have control over what happens. We have no control over what happens to our bodies during an encounter with a government official. These are not problems that can be glibly dismissed with a few well-chosen words, as most politicians are inclined to do. No, friends, no matter which candidate wins this election, the citizenry and those who represent us need to own up to the fact that there can be no police state, no tyranny, no routine violations of our rights without the complicity and collusion, without our turning a blind eye, shrugging our shoulders, and allowing ourselves to be distracted and our civic awareness dulled. Now stand up and fight. Now stand up and push back. Do you guys know this? Chad, you're out there. Chad, are police officers allowed to lie?
Well, not in court.
Not in court. All right. Where are they allowed to lie, Chad?
Well, who says they have to? Anybody has to tell you the truth.
So if you were doing an investigation on me and you pulled me over, whatever, Chad was a state cop. I've been through this in my own life. And the police say, listen, if you come, just tell us what happened and it'll all be, we won't use it against you. And then you tell them what happened and they use it against you. And you say, well, how can they do that? Hey, Roger, you out there? Roger out there? Eileen out there? Why are they allowed to lie? Why are police officers allowed to lie to gain information to use against you? The Fifth Amendment of the Constitution guarantees you that illegal searches and seizures. And to be able to say, see, Donald Trump went through all that, didn't he? The FBI, all the lying, all that stuff that was going on. Didn't they go through all that? Then they tell him they wouldn't use it against him, then they used it against him. That's why they tell you when you get arrested, don't say anything to the cop. Don't say anything to the cop because he is allowed to lie. All right, I've used 42 minutes just to kind of run all over.
Well, Dave, I say, you know, I think that, you know, the community would say that they don't really lie. They just call that it's bluffing. You know, that's a difference, I guess. But it's splitting hairs. But same time, I mean, I'm sure I can't speak for all of them. You know what I'm saying? But we use bluff sometimes, you know, to try to influence people to get there. You know, you want to do it the easy way or the hard way? And I'm like, no, I want to do it the hard way. You know? Anyway, keep going.
So a situation I can tell you of right now, a person pled guilty to something they didn't do because the police officer said, well, we have video. We have video of you. You did it. And the guy said, no, I didn't do that. But they said, well, now we're going to charge you with this, and we're going to charge you with this, we're going to charge you with this, and we'll charge you with this. Unless you plead guilty to that. So they said, he pleads guilty to that. Gets a fine, now has a criminal record. Only to find out that the video shows he didn't do it. He didn't do what the cop said he did. Now, Chad, how's that legal, Chad? How's a cop allowed to do that? Say, we watched the video and we got you on video. And he's lying.
Yeah. Well, there's no accountability on it. That's what
there's
it is.
No accountability.
And see, we find all this information out about all these elected officials, you know, and everything's going wrong. But I'm saying, okay, so we take it up there and give that whole case about Hillary up to the court, the police up there in New York, and they won't take any action. Why? Because the next level won't, these people won't do anything.
Right.
So this is why I think we've come like, frustrated with the whole system because we just see it's not fair. It's just not fair.
So the question today, and then I'm going to get Dave in here and then Jack in here. The question that we have to ask ourselves today, right now, what is it we're going to do about it for the sake of our children and our grandchildren? See, it's easy for me. It's 71 years old to just kind of lay low. I'm just going to lay low. Well, my grandkids, they're going to pay the price for it. So politics, voting, obviously hasn't worked. Obviously hasn't. Why hasn't voting worked? Because evil men have crept in unawares, tells us in Jude, and they changed the truth of God into a lie. And they said, it's no longer about voting, it's about court decisions. It's no longer about voting, it's about, what do they call the mandates. It's no longer about that. And so we've allowed the government to way overstep its bounds, which the Declaration of Independence said, what? It's our duty to overthrow such government. Find out, Declaration of Independence. And what happened? Find out for me, Spencer, Declaration of Independence. And what happened when we showed up at January 6th to do what the Constitution permits us to do, to petition the government for a redress of grievance? They ignore the law. They create new laws. They create new committees. They have congressional hearings on stuff that wasn't even true. We now know, right? We now know that Nancy Pelosi set the whole thing up. Anything going to happen to her? No. So there's a declaration. Keep going on down there, folks. I know the Declaration of Independence isn't law. That when in it, that we hold these truths to be self-evident, all men are created equal, and that they're endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That an unalienable right is a right that cannot be taken away, no matter what you do. Black people are black people. It can't change. Males are males. It cannot change. It's unalienable rights that they cannot. And among them are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And that to secure these rights, governments are instituted amongst men. See, the government's job is not to enforce the law, it's to secure the law. The government's job is to protect you from overreaching, tyrannical government. And that when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people, wait a minute, to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect the safety inhabitants. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer. While evils are sufferable, they're sufferable right now, aren't they, folks? They're sufferable right now. Than the right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is the right, it is the duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. What are we going to do? Dave Allison.
Thanks, Coach. Good morning, everyone. So last night I went to a candidates forum where people running for office had a chance to speak, and it was good. But what I thought was really interesting is the current sheriff got up, and he's being opposed by a very godly man, and it's got a great chance of meeting this guy. But I was really glad I went and heard him speak, because you'll find out things about people, right? Yeah. And he got up and spoke, and one of the things he was really proud of is that he had taken an 8 to 10 week course sponsored by the FBI. He went and was involved in this training. And he said, and he was so proud because he said, only a small percentage of sheriffs are invited to this party. Oh, what did that tell me about? What did this tell me about this guy? That they had already sized him up, right?
Yeah.
He didn't get invited there. They didn't pick his name out of the hat. They already sized him up. And they said, this guy, we can control this guy. So we're going to bring him here for our indoctrination, and he's our man. And so
the FBI controlling the local sheriff, right, Dave?
Exactly. So just be aware of that. And so that told me a lot about this guy. Another reason to vote him out of office, because if there's any corrupt law enforcement organization out there, it's the FBI.
Amen. We know that already, don't we, folks? Top down. What does it say? What rots from the head? You know what? A corpse rots from the head, doesn't it? Jack, come on in.
Yeah, there's another place that we don't even know where we're being undermined. I found out a few years ago the police report that they write. You never see that 99% of the time. And they write that based on the police report that they read about you. So every time you have some kind of interaction, they're building a huge case against you, and it can be 100% lie. I was absolutely stunned at what that last cop wrote about me. And even though the court threw it out, it's still part of the record.
That's
so
right.
The next cop that I interact with, who's got a grudge against my belief system, is going to go back and use what the other guy believed was my belief system and the guy before him. And then they go back and they're quoting the Maine People's Alliance, who tried to get us all killed.
And
it's in your report.
So, Jack, not only that, it hits the media. Coach Dave, who once was accused of, right? Once was accused of, it never goes away. It never, the justice system is not content with justice. They're content with continually holding that thing over your head. Whether you did it or not, whether you served your time, if you served your time, it should be a crime to ever mention again that crime.
Boom.
If you did your crime,
hey,
you
Coach,
did the
crime. One of the things that they wrote was Jack McCarthy, the most radical of the bunch, was stopped at midnight.
Yep, there you go. There you go.
In front of the pub.
Yep.
Front of the pub, see? But it wasn't.
No, folks, see, this is how this is propaganda. It's how they get us propaganda. Jeff, quickly, then Martin.
Coach, we took it. We're coming out of the garage, went back to the back of the parking lot, the church in the garage.
Yep.
We're back at the back of the parking lot. People walking up and down the bike path. They're walking by. You're playing a few songs. You got the 13-year-old girl with her saxophone. She's got her little keyboard. She's doing a great job. We're back there making a joyful noise at that bike path.
Uh-huh.
Then the question comes up a little bit in the middle of it. It's like, you know, why these people just walk by? They just look and walk by. I said, and they're trying to figure it out. So I stood up. I said, here's the problem, people. I said, I'm not just bashing the church. We need to have a church. But the problem is they've never seen us out here. They don't see people out here. They don't know how to do it. They think, why don't you just go back into your little building and not be out here bothering us? But yet in about a week and a half from now, I'm going to watch thousands and thousands and thousands of people walk that bike path to go back in there and celebrate our freedom. I'm like, you people go back here, wave your little flags. You have no freedom. But it's just all so stupid.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. We have an illusion of freedom. We don't, folks. You don't have liberty, Martin.
Thanks again, Coach Spencer or Mr. Producer. If you could keep up my video for a second, those scrolling across that little screen, ladies and gentlemen, is the Ohio Revised Code that will be violated at any sexual perverted event where there's minors. That's 18 and younger. Actually, I'm sorry, Coach, 17 and younger. If anyone could please come and videotape in Yellow Springs, Ohio, I put all the information in the chat. You can contact me at Buskman@thebuskmanreport.com. And please, we can do this. Ephesians 5 says we are to expose the darkness. If we are children of light, which Jesus said we were at the Sermon on the Mount, then we should use that light and go and obviously expose this darkness. Thanks, Coach.
Sure. By the way, I've been in this rodeo before. I've been in this rodeo a long time. I'm going to tell you something, friends. You go to the Pride Parade or you go to where Martin's talking about, and you go to a cop and you see a guy praying and he's... it's obscene what they're doing. And you go to the cop and say, that's got to be against the law. And he will tell you, sir, we've been told not to enforce it. That's where we are in America, friends. Randy.
Yeah, Coach, you did a good job showing us the problem. Now let's the solution. What's the solution, Coach? The solution is action, Coach. The solution is the people who have the answer to speak and to walk and to do. And you know, that's what I do. That's what Martin's doing here, Coach. I mean, that's what we do. But we have to do, if we're not going to get off our butt and go do anything, I don't know why we're listening. I mean, you know, we should have, there's 112 in this group right here today, Coach. And I'm going to say that maybe 5 or 6, maybe 10 are actually doing something about it. Why isn't all of us doing? Why isn't everyone in here doing your job? As you're doing your action, whatever God called you to do, why aren't you doing it? That's my question, Coach.
That's a great question. We know why, right? First of all, they don't really know what to do. And secondly,
we can talk, Coach. I can go listen to any talk show and get in there. And, oh, I can talk a big talk on it. But when it's over, what do you do? That's the question. That's where you really know, am I really a follower of Christ or am I just a talker? Am I a doer? What James said, don't be just hearers of the word, but be doers of the word, deceiving your own self. So, Coach, I'm asking us all, is some of us deceived? Are we just talking? Or I challenge all of us, every single one of us in here, get on your feet, use your voice, and go stand. And I'm not picking on anybody, Coach. I'm challenging every one of us.
Amen. Here's what all of you need to do. All of you. I went last night and watched my granddaughters play in softball. They're 8 years old. They don't even know how to play softball. And it was just the most joyous thing to watch them hit the ball and run the base and figure out the game. It was just something so exciting about watching young kids develop new experiences. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what the thrill. Macy hit a home run last night. Now, it wasn't a home run. Just nobody could field the ball, right? And they couldn't get it back in. And it was laden with errors. But the bottom line was Macy hit the ball, and she ran around all the bases, and nobody got her out. And she hit a home run. And I saw her confidence grow and big smile on her face. And so I think we all need to take those moments like that and then sit down with our grandchildren and say, listen, Macy, man, I was so proud of you. I love when you did that. But listen, Macy, to be honest with you, there's some things that Grampy needs to do to secure your future. And Macy, I just don't love you enough to do that. I love you, Macy, but I'm not going to stand in the fire, in front of the fire. I'm not going to do that, Macy. I'm sorry. If we would be honest with ourselves, that's where we would be. We would have to look our grandchildren in the eye and say, I'm sorry. I love myself and my comfort more than I loved you. And I'm sorry that you're going to have to live. Maybe you're going to have to go to jail. Maybe you're going to have to die. Maybe you're going to have to be a martyr because I wouldn't do it. But boy, you should sure run those bases. And Grampy's there to support you running around those bases and catching that ball. But I'm sorry, honey, I can't get engaged. They might come after me. Truth of, that's where we are. You know that, don't you? They're going to live in the world we leave them. Without getting into theology, although I always somewhat get into theology, the idea that I'm going to be out of here and they're going to, I hope they make it. I hope my grandkids aren't part of what I leave this world to. None of it ever makes sense to me. Why we wouldn't earnestly contend for the faith.
Amen.
Delivered with the saints. Why are you here? What is your life just to come here and live 74 years and die? That's it? To go to heaven? You're here for a reason. You're here for a reason. And what? Evil men have crept in unaware, and they changed the truth of God into a lie. They changed the Constitution. They changed the educational system. Why? Because they hate Christ more than we love him.
Come on, Joe. Basically, we got too many cheerleaders enough and not enough doers.
We're growing, though, Joe. We're growing. We're growing. The doers are growing. The doers are growing. And so that's what it is. We want to make a difference. We want to inspire you to do the hard thing. Dave Allison, did you see yourself doing this 3-4 years ago, actually going to the school board meeting and actually standing up and saying, boom, what are you guys doing? Did you see yourself doing that 4 years ago, Dave?
Absolutely not.
No. Now you can't wait to do it. And Dave, are you finding others who might be interested in doing that as well? Oh, what if that was the focus of our churches? What if that was the focus? This Sunday, what if all the pastors got together and decided this Sunday, we're all going to talk about whatever it would be, and then on Monday, we're going to drive our people to do something about it. All the pastors, all of it. We'll do it. Why? Because evil men crept in unaware, changed the truth of God into life. Look, I feel like I've been all over the place. this morning. But I believe our faith calls us to earnestly contend for the faith. And we ain't doing it.
Amen.
See you tomorrow.